We set aside a few minutes most Sunday mornings to identify connections between unfulfilled Bible prophecy and current news and events. There's an entire chapter in the book of the Revelation, chapter 17, dedicated to the future rise and fall of a global religion. While scholars have historically debated whether it might be a form of Islam or some form of the Roman Catholic Church or some combination of that, there's a new contender, and I think it makes more sense, and that is something we talk about a lot here, artificial intelligence. One resource explained, AI-based religions could emerge where people worship a godhead based on AI. Brian Johnson is an American tech entrepreneur. In 2016, he established a company called Kernel, a neuroscience startup focused on developing brain-computer interface technology to monitor and enhance cognitive function. As soon as he started, we quit our own research because we figured he'd do it. I don't know why I said that. But anyway, he's one of these big, he's like an Elon Musk in terms of, he's up there in the AI community. Beyond his entrepreneurial achievements, Johnson has garnered attention for his commitment to longevity and age reversal. He's one of those guys that wants to live forever. It's documented in the Netflix film Don't Die, The Man Who Wants to Live Forever. Recently, he had to give up one drug treatment because it was actually accelerating his aging, and so he's not having much luck with that. He hasn't abandoned the anti-aging efforts, however. He still takes blood from his 17-year-old son, and so a lot of people call him a vampire. But anyway, this vampire was interviewed by journalist Barry Weiss, and he made these controversial statements. We told stories of God creating us, and I think the reality is that we are creating God. We are creating God in the form of super intelligence. If you just say, what have we imagined God to be? What are its characteristics? We are building God in the form of technology. Commenting on Johnson's statements, Joel Berry tweeted, I've never seen the spirit of Antichrist captured so succinctly by someone. It's getting weird out there. All we're saying, you know, we're not saying that AI is the fulfillment of any of this, but knowing what we know about the end times, that there'll be an image to the beast and there'll be global worship, this is one scenario that actually makes sense. Super intelligent computers or actually androids or, you know, whatever form they come in. And you realize that when we do idolatry, when the human race does idolatry, they really are worshiping themselves. They make God in their own image and worship themselves, do what they want. When the Israelites, when Moses was up getting the Ten Commandments, they said, hey, we need some kind of a God. And so Aaron put together the golden calf, and they immediately started partying because they made an image in their own image and what they wanted to do. And so AI, super intelligent, way smarter than human beings, and yet we create it, and so I can see how that could happen. Maybe, maybe not. But either way, it lines up with things you read in the Bible. If you're reading the Bible and you see something like that in Revelation 17, you say, oh, that connects with what is actually happening in the world around us in a very, you know, direct way. So, yeah, we are living in the end times, and the Bible is to be read literally, not figuratively, not as a metaphor for anything, but there will be an Antichrist, there will be a false prophet, there will be an image of the beast, and there will be worldwide worship of that image. Jesus promised to resurrect and rapture his church prior to the second coming and before the great tribulation that is coming upon the whole earth for 7 years. We will not see the revealing of the Antichrist. The resurrection and rapture of the church are presented as imminent. They could happen at any moment, right now, for example. And so the question always is, are you ready for the rapture? If not, get ready, stay ready, keep looking up. Ready or not, Jesus is coming.